Welcome back. Visit Julian Blog Talk Radio podcast. Today we have an exciting interview because it's different than all of our others. This is about an upcoming event in Julian, an upcoming beloved event in Julian, and that is the Julian Daffodil Show. And I have Mrs. Daffodil herself, Sally Snipes, and she's going to talk about the show, what makes the show happen. And I think a lot of people might be interested in the history of the show. So welcome, Sally. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And how long has the Daffodil Show been going on in Julian?
The show is 18. This will be the 18th.
So that's funny. That would be the first year I moved here was the first year of the Daffodil Show. Right. So me and the Daffodil Show were the same age. And what inspired you to do it?
Well, if you go back farther, 30 years, 1990, we started planting daffodils. Mm. And those were all just mixed. We had no names. We just planted.
So the bulbs, uh-huh.
The bulbs. And we just bought bushels of mixed daffodils. Mm. Well, then fast forward 18 years ago, this fellow came to town. His name was Jay Pingra. Mm-hmm. And he says, you need a show. And I said, well, no, we have them around town. And they're on the sides of the road. They're fine. He says, no, you need to teach the public. And I said, well, we don't have to teach the public. And he says, yes, you do, because the family of the narcissists are all of them. That's the whole family. There's over 25,000 named narcissists. Wow. And many unnamed. And so that was the beginning. I knew maybe 10 names. At that point.
Do you know all of them now?
No.
Okay.
No. So Jay said, okay, we'll start small. And we went down to Lou Ledoux's coffee house down at the end of town. And I knew Louie for 40 years. And I said, give us a table. Okay, Louie? And he says, sure. We did a table. And the next year, we did two tables. The next year, he says, get out of here. It's too crowded. You got too many people in here.
It's a small place.
Yeah, exactly. So then the third year, we went up to the Blue Heron garden shop. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, it goes with a garden shop.
Sure.
Okay, we put three tables in there. Mm-hmm. And 3 years later, you couldn't get in the front door because there were so many people. So then I came to the chamber. Mm-hmm. And I said, the chamber, you guys are involved with tourism. Mm-hmm. That's what you're promoting. Mm-hmm. It's good for the whole town. And please give me the town hall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we didn't have any money. We had a lot of people coming, and that's how it's come to the town hall.
That's so fantastic. Yeah. And it is lovely. I love the smell of town hall when it's not overpowering, but it's fresh. Like the town hall just feels fresh. And so that's really nice. So tell us how you're able to put on a show. What is necessary to create the Daffodil Show?
The Daffodil Show. Okay, so now it's about 18 tables that mm-hmm. are full of narcissists. They're divided into 13 different divisions. Mm-hmm. And then within the divisions, we have all these different named mm-hmm. ones. And the family is so large, it blooms from December to April. And luckily here in Julian area, we have all these different elevations. Mm-hmm. We can go from Mesa Grande. Well, actually, you could bring it from anywhere mm-hmm. and bring it to our show on Friday and enter it. Mm-hmm. We're not sanctioned. Mm-hmm. If you're sanctioned, you're sanctioned by the American Daffodil Society. Mm-hmm. And if you are a sanctioned show, you have to have every single blossom named properly.
Oh, sure.
Okay, we're in the learning mode.
Sure.
And
the enjoyment mode.
So we're an unsanctioned learning group, and we're having fun with it. But it doesn't happen unless people from different elevations bring. So like the top of North Peak above Cuyamaca mm-hmm. is very different than Mesa Grande.
I bet.
Yes. And so we can get quite a wide range of the family blooming. Mm-hmm. We pick a date a year ahead to get on the calendar mm-hmm. of the chamber, mm-hmm. and then we hope that we don't have 3 feet of snow,
right?
And we get quite a good showing. Mm-hmm. We don't have 25,000, mm-hmm. but all of us are learning, and we've learned quite a bit. Mm-hmm. About 10 years ago, Jay came to us and said, you're not learning much as a group. And so that's when we started doing the bulb of the year mm-hmm. for Julian. So we figured we can learn one a year, mm-hmm. and in 25,000 years we'll know we'll know more.
When Star Trek is a real thing, right?
Yeah.
That's funny. So how many entries do you get on average?
Average, we've been doing 900 to 1,100 entries.
That's amazing, especially for those who have visited Town Hall, know the space, how vibrant that would make the space. Mm-hmm. You know, even 900 at the low end and 1,100 mm-hmm. on the high end, and it, if you can just imagine the sea of color that's in Town Hall.
Yeah. And it's pretty amazing just to see the differences mm-hmm. in the small amount we do get. Mm-hmm. And we also have the biggest youth section of any show that anybody's seen, even with the American Daffodil Society. And I believe that's because the kids have been planting since 1990. Mm-hmm. So they're involved. They know mm-hmm. What it takes. We plant in November, and then the teachers have gotten so excited about the program because they can take their kids back in March mm-hmm. and sit and have their lunch mm-hmm. in their patch of daffodils. Mm-hmm. And it's a really good connection for the kids to see that they can beautify their own town
mm-hmm,
in
absolutely.
Small ways.
Yeah, the kids really get involved, and so that's what you're talking about with starting in 1990. Now those kids are parents, and mm-hmm. their kids are planting mm-hmm. or will be, and that's really fantastic.
Yeah.
It creates a culture of daffodils and the love of daffodils, and then it goes even beyond that to the love of nature and beautifying your environment and taking care of your environment. It really could blossom into all kinds of stewardship for the kids, for mm-hmm. sure. And then I know you also have the kids participate usually in some sort of art project that decorates the show.
Right. The kids have been doing art for at least 18 years mm-hmm. for this show. It's just a very good learning program for them to understand flowers and, you know, just the whole system, mm-hmm. just like you said, of all the plants that surround them.
And I think also, I know for my kids who did different types of art things here in Julian, the dance, when they had the poster contests and such, that it's also very exciting for the kids to come and see their art and then and or see their flowers, that they're displayed. That's very special. And some of them get, you know, a red ribbon, a blue ribbon, you know, that kind of thing. So I think it fosters joy, and that would lead to my next question is, like, do you know one person in particular or several that every single year without fail they bring you flowers?
Well, we do. As far as children or adults?
The show's been going on for 18 years. Yeah. Is there anybody that's submitted a daffodil every year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we
that's what I mean.
We have some addicts, a daffodil addicts.
Right,
they spend a lot of their extra money on buying new named mm-hmm. daffodils. So that has enhanced the program. We don't want to scare any amateurs off mm-hmm. because we need everybody to be involved. And so... But we do have some people that are spending all their mad money on mm-hmm. new
bulbs.
New bulbs. Mm-hmm. And they see, you know, that you probably have seen a lot of the colored catalogs. Mm-hmm. And they see, you know, and they say, oh, we need to buy those.
Yeah.
So they bring those in. And so
that's
it's
great.
Fun. It's a fun, friendly competition.
That's so great.
And then the merchants in town have really helped because I go around begging. I'm a professional beggar and get all these prizes. And the mm-hmm. merchants appreciate the crowds that come, and mm-hmm. so they give a lot of nice prizes, mm-hmm. and so then that's how we bribe people to bring in flowers, because we have some pretty nice prizes. Mm,
that's great. Now I remember a couple of years ago I had a friend who just had a lot of daffodils, and she excuse me, she had them in a bunch, and she didn't know what to show. And she said she brought the bunch in, and the ladies helped her go through her bunch for what would be great for the show.
Yes.
So I think that's when you say not scare off the amateur. She literally came in with a bundle and said, what do I do with these?
What do I do? And so that there, I have to go around town and ask for volunteers. I probably have about 80 volunteers.
Holy
if
smart.
Anyone would like to volunteer, mm-hmm. we can use you. And if you say you don't know anything about it, this is a prime time to learn.
Sure.
And we've got all kinds of people to help on Friday mm-hmm. that, just like you said, help you get it in the right division.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we even might figure out a name.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to volunteers that sit 2 hours all Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I need at least 8 people for every 2 hour piece. And then
you need 8 people every 2 hours. Like there's
yes,
8 people. Wow.
Because there's just so much activity
sure.
and people asking questions.
Sure, sure, sure.
That, you know. And then we start setting up Wednesday. It takes me 3 days with volunteers
mm-hmm.
to set up. And then we run the show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's a lot of hours.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah.
But
it brings
people,
a lot of joy.
It does.
Yeah.
And it's free. And I've, you know, people come into the front door and they go, wow.
Yeah.
And they do. And unfortunately, Jay, the guy that started, he passed away. But it's true. People walk in that front door and my gosh, I've never seen, how is this possible? A daffodil is just a yellow classic daffodil, but no,
they're very different. There's,
oh, yes.
There's teeny tiny ones.
Tiny ones,
yeah.
There's miniatures,
yeah.
There's giant doubles. And so it's really worth coming to see just for fun.
Yeah, for sure. And do you get many people from down the hill that will bring
yeah.
up daffodils? Probably Ramona for sure, right?
Some Ramona mm-hmm. and some Descanso and Alpine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good because then they're different parts of the family that are blooming at different elevations at
mm.
different temperatures, and so it makes the show all the
better. Yeah, better. I mean, if you walked in, it was like all the same flower. It's like, oh, this is nice, but it's not. That,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, I was really surprised at how small some of them are. Like, oh my goodness, it's
mm-hmm.
teeny. It's a little baby daffodil.
Mm-hmm.
So tapping into your knowledge of learning, how long do daffodils bloom? I know that they can start. People always talk, like, daffodils are blooming
yes,
now, and it's
yes.
February 4th or whatever the
yeah,
heck
the
date is.
Yeah, but they kind of start, the paper whites, that's kind of a classic that people know about.
Mm-hmm.
That starts in December.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're at the beach, that started in November.
Oh.
So there are different categories that grow at different elevations better. They are all native. The whole Narcissus family are native to the Mediterranean foothills
mm-hmm.
that lead to the Alps. So therefore, if you look at San Diego, we are kind of Mediterranean
mm-hmm.
climate, and we are the foothills. We just don't have the Alps behind us.
Yeah, yeah, we're just permanent foothills.
Yeah, and we could have a little more moisture. They mm-hmm. The daffodils would like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now just for specifics, and it will also be in the show notes, so people will have all the details. I'll put link to your social media page and also the photos and the information about the show. But for those listening, some people listen in their car and stuff, the dates of the show that people can view.
View, yeah. Well, entries are Friday, March 18th. And that goes from noon to 5. And so, and we even have people walk through that. It's a little bit of chaos.
Sure,
but,
sure, sure.
You know, if you're here, we're not going to say you can't come in.
Sure.
But the official show runs 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, March 19th, Sunday, March 20th.
Great.
And
it's at Town Hall in Julian, which is on the corner of Main Street and Washington. I like to joke it's, you know, one stop sign town, and we're on the corner where the stop sign is. And there is, if necessary, wheelchair access.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wants to come, they would just enter from downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let the stairs inhibit you from coming in and enjoying the flowers, the art, the joy, the volunteers who are so friendly and answer questions. So I know that it's important to you that the show relies on entries. So let's just take a minute to encourage people to come in and tell them, you know, how should they bring it in? And
oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often, you know, water bottles, small water bottles, save a few of those. They fit into your cup holder
mm-hmm.
so that when you're driving
mm-hmm.
with your flowers, they're not falling over. Because if you smash them before you get here, that's not the best thing.
It's like a cupcake. You just don't want to smash it.
Yeah, so try to keep your flowers upright, especially for the kids and stuff. You know, we have kids come in and sometimes we have to tape their flowers together because they're so upset that it fell over.
Right.
So try to keep them upright. Mm-hmm. Try to pick the longest stem you can. Look for dirt. Some people just don't even look close. Look, try to get a blossom that's balanced, that's clean. Mm-hmm. If you have a paintbrush that's a sable paintbrush, natural fiber paintbrush, you can gently brush the dirt off. Mm-hmm. If you have a prize winner and it's dirty, don't just give up on that, but try to keep them from getting smashed. And if you have a six pack of soda or something, mm-hmm. you know, those cardboard containers will mm-hmm. also ride in the car pretty well with water bottles.
Oh, okay. It took me a while to know what you were talking about, the little cardboard six packs.
Yeah, the cardboard six packs.
The six pack of beer.
Yeah. Well, anyway, use the cardboard and put those water bottles in there, mm-hmm. and people walk in with those. Those are very good for driving around the mm-hmm. corners that we have in these hills.
Right.
And then you're not making a mess in your car and you're not smashing your flowers.
And most importantly for parents, there's nothing worse than a disappointed, upset child who really cradled and coddled that daffodil to only find it get ruined 2 minutes before they arrive at town hall to display
it. And children will quite often pick a little short stem, so try to encourage them to get a taller stem. It makes a big difference.
Sure. And they don't need to bring their own vases, right? You guys have all that.
We have the vases mm-hmm. so that the whole room is uniform.
Right.
But the vases were donated by Jay from a Northern California mm-hmm. Daffodil Society.
That's so sweet. Mm-hmm. How it's nice that it's supportive of each other.
Yeah. And we had volunteers in Julian repaint them all, so they're all uniform. Mm-hmm. So we that's the whole background.
Great. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming. We hope to garner some excitement about the show. Obviously, we share it on different places, social media, the San Diego tourism. So as we wind up, is there any last words? I think you covered everything, but if there was something that you want, oh, don't forget this.
Well, it's a very nice outing to bring your sister, your mother, mm-hmm. or, you know, and to really tell you the truth, a lot of our addicted entry people are men. They love it. So bring all your family and it's free and you can come enjoy Julian too, and hopefully we have beautiful weather.
Yeah, let's count on that. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, Sally. I'm glad you came in. Mm-hmm. All right.